Welcome to Rambles on
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I always do this and started a few seconds late, and I apologize. As some of my listeners know, today is my birthday. Yeah, I'm 32. This is another birthday. I did go out to eat for lunch and got makeup, but that's not really what this show is about. This show is about justifying. It's the first step in doing wrong. Why I came up with this show? Because people justify a lot of crap. But first, I need to explain what is justified. By definition, justifying is the showing or proving, to show or prove something to be right or reasonable. Yes, and I will repeat that. Justifying, show or prove to be right or reasonable. You don't have to prove something if it's true. Like in law, burden of proof is on the prosecution because they have to prove somebody's guilty. And the same thing with justifying. You have to prove that the wrong you want to do is right. And I can give you examples. I know this is messed up. I know it's wrong for me to cheat on my diet, but it's my, well, I'm not on a diet, but it's my birthday. Oh, well, it's a party at work. There's always going to be a party at work. Boys will be boys, which is the dumb one that women use to justify staying with a cheating man. He's a good provider. He's going to provide you with an STD. I'm not being mean for saying that, but, yeah, he's providing with something. He's providing emotional abuse. Rationalizing a preconceived bias or prejudice. All women are bad drivers. Are you justified not teaching your daughter to drive? Who is for the greater good? That's relative. Or my favorite, when somebody cheats, well, my spouse wasn't there for me. Maybe they were working. Maybe that's why they weren't there. Maybe they were tired of working. Or, and this one is really my favorite because I've done this, when people have expired. And when I say expired, I don't mean they died. I mean they expired in the fact that they were no longer of value to me. Like, they show me who they were. I justified having them in my life. Like, these people have no value. They no longer have value. Why am I trying to rationalize having them in my life? Everybody's done that, and it's true. I don't have to justify doing right. Schindler from Schindler's List, yeah, he knew he could have died smuggling Jewish people across out of Germany, but he knew it was the right thing to do. He didn't have to convince himself to do right. Abolitionists, it's like, okay, yeah, black people are just that. Operative word is people, not race. I don't have to justify freeing somebody and giving them basic human rights. And even with the cheating thing, you don't have to justify not cheating. It's like, okay, I didn't cheat because I didn't want to. As simple as that. Not, okay, well, my partner isn't here. And this is something Cajun King would do. Are you married? No. And in his mind, he justified the fact that he wasn't married, even though he was. It was reasonable, right? Because his wife wasn't here. So in his mind, I am a six-hour drive away from her. I am almost a time zone away from her. She's not here. I'm not married. It's messed up. But he had proven, he used his preconceived bias and prejudice to justify not being married, even though the reality was he was, and the boys will be. The reality is, unless you're Mary Kay Letourneau, you are with a grown-ass man. So why are you calling him a boy? Unless this was like turn of the 19th century and he was a black man in the South and being called boy by a racist white person, he is not a boy. If you are under the law, if you are over 18, you are not a boy. So why are you calling him a boy? Do you think his actions are childish? And if you think that, why are you with him? And I know I should not get on my soapbox given my whole thing with Asian King. But, and the fact that I have justified having people, and I think the expiration people like milk, you know, once upon a time, milk was good. You know, you have milk in your refrigerator, you buy, oh, it tastes good. I'm going to drink it. And you drink it, and then it starts tasting bad because it went bad. Just like people. You kept them too long, and they reached their expiration date, now they're bad or wrong. And with the wrong thing, wrong is relative. Sometimes wrong can be morally wrong. It can be legally wrong. It can be wrong in the fact that it's just not healthy for you. It is not giving you any value. Even fats, which I think people think is like the ultimate F word that like meets crosses, but even fats have value. Now, if you eat too many of them or they're the processed kind, they will make you sick. No joke. I mean, look at the obesity, right? But just enough to, you know, keep your skin smooth, your brain cells functioning, those kind of things. You don't have to justify eating your vegetables. You know, you need vegetables. You have to justify not eating your vegetables. Because let's face it, most vegetables don't taste good. Or you justify putting salt on them. Well, it makes them taste better, but it takes away, or you justify cooking them and frying them. Well, it makes them taste better, but it kills the nutrients. But I'm eating my vegetables. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You have justified killing yourself. It sounds drastic, but it's true. When you eat fried foods, you are justifying, in order to make them taste good to eat them, you are justifying killing yourself with them. Amazing thing. And staying, another, like, the wrong that's just not healthy, staying in a bad job. People stay in a bad, I've done it. Staying made me physically ill. Physically ill to the point where I had to go off my medication or I would have had a stroke and I was in the bathroom. Through peeing blood. I know it's TMI, but really, I justified staying in something that I knew was wrong. It was not a healthy environment, and I justified staying. And then I finally, you know, flipping back to the phalange episode, I had a final straw and I left. But the fact that I justified staying in it is the bigger wrong of the situation. It was not healthy. I knew it wasn't healthy. But I tried to convince myself it was. If I have any listeners out there who would like to discuss their own moment of justifying wrong, the guest call-in number is 213-943-3495. So I am going to go back to the whole justifying thing. Another one that's really, really great that people use, and I think it's a reflection of them. At least I have. At least I have a man. No, you don't. He was just with Susie. He was just with the stripper at the Lick and Lap. And for those who don't know, the Lick and Lap is basically the ghetto-ass strip joint on MLK. But everybody knows MLK is like the most violent part of the city, and Lick and Lap is basically a generic strip joint that's there in the boonies, in the ghetto. That's my name for it. It's sort of like a generic fast food restaurant. You know, he's in there. She's quick at giving whatever, and he's gone. At least I have a man. Is he paying your bills? Yeah, you have a man, and you're justifying having him, but he's not doing anything. At least my wife. Okay, well, you don't have to say all that. You really don't have to say that if she's acting like your wife. And, yeah, I'm going to pull the anti-feminist card. She didn't act like a wife. If she's so much your wife, why is she at the strip joint? Or why is she with her Jody? She's not your wife. On paper, yeah, she has the same last name. But if she's willing to be across the country and cheat on you with everything on the East or West Coast, and when I say everything, I mean every man, woman, gerbil, or whatever, she's not a wife. She's a paper wife. So, yes, this is the whole thing with justifying.
I think the reason why, and besides the game, that's the main thing. People do it because they know it's wrong. You know what you're doing is wrong.
You're trying to convince yourself to be right. So don't do it. Do not. And it's a waste of energy and thought process to have to justify something. It's like, I want it. But just be honest. You know what? I know it's not good for me. I'm not even going to justify it. I'm just going to do it. Don't waste the time. Don't waste energy. You got plenty of other things to waste energy on. Coming up with being the next Zuckerberg. That's something to work for. Not trying to convince yourself to skip work because your boss makes Miranda from The Devil Wears Prada look like Mother Teresa. Find a way to use the energy and the thought process of justifying to get out of the thing you have to justify. If your job stay, like the Miranda thing, use that energy, that whining, complaining, justifying, staying energy to find something else. You have free will. You, at least I have. No, I have. I have a person who loves me. I don't have to say, at least I have. I have someone, and maybe the person to love you has to be you. You have to love you. You've known you since when you were a one-cell zygote. You still don't love yourself? You have justified and taken the love away from yourself to, I don't know, whatever you're doing with that, the justifying person. The cheating on the diet. Now, if somebody who's been on a diet, diet food sucks. And I had some undiet food. Okay. Attempt to dance. Okay, if I know I'm going to eat this, I'm not even going to justify it as my birthday. Oh, no, I wanted it. And I know I have to earn it. Okay, I'll go out dancing. I'll walk around Memorial Park 3 times. I might be in pain, but I've earned it. Which goes back to another justifying, I've earned. Part of telling, and this is something I learned from a therapist. I've been in not a therapy since I was 19. Part of being an adult is learning to tell yourself no. That is something my therapist told me because as an only child, I have issues with, like, wanting stuff. I want what I want when I want. So I get to think about me because it's just me. So I want what I want when I want, and I'm going to get what I want. That sounds really bratty out loud, but I have to tell myself no. And that's something. I tell yourself no. And it's really hard when you want something. And when you have done the justifying, because once you justify, then you do. Because you've already bypassed the right to get to the wrong. So you know it's wrong. You've already convinced yourself. So then it's easy to go do it. It's easy once you've convinced yourself to eat that cake, to eat the cake. Eat the cake, anime. You justified eating it, put it in your mouth, and you have eaten it. And I have like 3 minutes. I have like 90 seconds left on my show, but eat the cake. Bridges of Madison County, which I think is one of the most sexist movies ever made. She convinced herself to toot. And then she acted on it. Her husband was out of town with the kids, and if the roles were reversed, women would be picketing that movie as the most sexist thing ever. But she knew it was wrong. She convinced herself that it was right, and she acted on it. Because it wasn't wrong in her mind. It was not. Once she convinced herself, it was no longer wrong. And that's the whole point of it. Don't. You're really not supposed, as a person, you don't have to be told right from wrong. You know it. You may not be able to articulate it. Even animals know. Okay, I can't, you know, they really can't, like, talk in human languages like English, German, Russian, or Mandarin Chinese. But they know instinctively this is wrong, and they won't do it. But then we try to convince them, and they know it's wrong, and then they do it. And once you do that, you also, and I've just gotten my 10-second warning. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. Hope you have a happy Sunday.